state recommended an external wall remediation only in a home where an internal wall was already cracking and carrying specialist hoist equipment used every day to lift and move a paralysed woman who, and then the family then were refused access to see the full technical report to understand whether this was a safe decision, only given an outer leaf remediation. My constituent's home was adapted in 2017. She's paralysed after a car accident and it is designed entirely around her needs. And the hoist system is used inside. The walls are cracking, not just the outside. And internal cracking has already been identified in parts of the structure holding the equipment that supports her from getting out of the bed to the bathroom to the wheelchair. And how can this be described as a safe decision when the family are being asked to accept the decision without actually seeing the technical evidence?
I think the point you make about being able to see the detail is an important point, and I understand that any homeowner may wish to see a report by the engineer in order to really understand the rationale behind the option being recommended or being proposed. That's understandable, it's logical. My understanding is the housing agency will, upon request, issue the report to homeowners, and I think that would be an important step to take because I think that will inform the homeowner in question as to the query raised. In addition to that, as you know, there's a requirement in the 2022 Act to undertake a review of the operation of the Act. That review is due to commence shortly, and the matters you've raised, I think, can be also considered as part of that. And on the foot of you raising this today, I'll ask that Minister Brown's department note the issue that you've raised for that purpose too.